Representative Stutz, and I'd like to call the Legislative Council meeting to order on February 25th, 2021 at 2:02. And if I could ask Ms. Lish for a roll call, please.
Yes. Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative McCabe.
Here.
Speaker Stutz.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senate President Maticky.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Hughes.
Here.
Senator Schauer. Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
We have 12 members present and one alternate for 13 members.
Thank you. Representative Edgman, if I could call on you to make a motion, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I nominate and elect Representative Sarah Hannon as the Chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that nominations be closed.
Without objection, Representative Hannon has been elected Chair, and I now turn the gavel over to you, Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Speaker. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion to elect the Vice Chair?
Yes, Madam Chair, I nominate and elect Senator Laura Reinbold as the Vice Chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that nomination be closed.
Hearing no objection, Senator Reinbold is the Vice Chair. The first item on our business is to reiterate that the long-standing policy of the Legislative Council is to have a requirement of 8 members for a quorum and 8 members to approve a motion. Because there are 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate, this standard ensures that at least one member of each of the other body approves a motion or satisfies the quorum call to do the Council's business. Unless there is an objection, I would like to maintain the existing policy. I hear no objection, so that policy is approved. We have one item for business today. Senator Reinbold, can I ask you for a motion?
I move that the Legislative Council authorize the Chair give direction to the Ledge Legal Services in any pending legal matters.
And I am going, thank you for the objection. Megan Wallace, Director of Legal Services, can you please speak to the motion and take questions?
Yes, Madam Chair. For the record, Megan Wallace, Legal Services Director. As members are aware, there are several pending lawsuits that Legislative Council previously authorized. Those include a pending appeals in the Alaska Supreme Court on issues relating to the forward funding of education and the governor's appointment and confirmation, legislative confirmation of the governor's appointees. This motion that is pending will be consistent with the motions that authorize those lawsuits, which allow for the chair to give direction to my office as to how to proceed with those pending legal matters. And I'm available for any additional questions.
Are there members who have questions?
This is Representative Klayman. I have a question.
Go ahead, Representative Klayman.
Ms. Wallace, this motion would not allow the Chair of Ledge Council to make a decision to bring a lawsuit. That is left with Ledge Council. This just means on the matters that have come up during the course of the lawsuit, the legislative legal director can contact the chair of Ledge Council, who can say, give directions following through on the earlier decision to bring the lawsuit.
Through the chair, Representative Klayman, that's correct. The statutory authority to bring a lawsuit by Ledge Council requires the consent of the council, not just the chair.
Okay. Thank you. I think that at this point that's the only question I have. Thank you.
Are there other members with questions?
Madam Chair, is Representative Tuck?
Go ahead, Representative Tuck.
Yeah, is there an objection?
We had an objection for purposes of explanation.
Okay.
No, it was... Sorry, Madam Chair, it's Rep. McCabe. It was not just for purposes of discussion.
Okay.
I'd like to speak to my objection, please.
All right. Speak to your objection, Representative McCabe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I believe that in certain legal matters, such as this one tightly focused before us, I think the sense of the Ledge Council needs to be given to the chairman before we allow you just, allow the chair, excuse me, just to make decisions such as this one on the expedited hearing and the pleadings before Ms. Wallace at this time. So I would like to amend possibly that motion that maybe to say in certain circumstances the Ledge Council Chair can be given carte blanche, so to speak, to give direction to Megan Wallace, but we would have to determine as a council what those circumstances were. This seems to be a very big pleading and a big decision, too big to rest on the shoulders of just the chair with no discussion from the Ledge Council. I think it's divisive, and I think it's important to the state that we make the correct decision as a council. Thank you.
Representative McCabe, I do not hear that stated as a motion, so I'm going to rule that statement isn't a motion for us to take action on. But are there other members who would like to speak to the objection and the motion that is before us?
Well, this is Senator Reingold, and I told them I only had 15 minutes, but I wanted to tell you guys that nobody discussed this, you know, ahead of time, so I'm not exactly sure the whole scope of what this entails. I'm not sure how much authority this gives the chair, so I do think that needs to be discussed. I am very supportive of moving forward on the governor's appointees, but I don't want to just give blanket authority to the chair, especially the vice chair, because I represent, you know, the Senate as the vice chairman, and then we have a lot of senators online, so someone could say, I don't know how much leeway this actually gives the chair.
So let me ask either Senator Stevens, who is the outgoing chair of Ledge Council, or Megan Wallace. Megan, if you can speak to the parameters that it grants the chair.
Yeah, this is Senator Stevens. I sort of want to hear what Megan has to say, but I would like to comment on it, Madam Chair.
Please go ahead, Senator Stevens.
This is not an unusual thing we are doing. And realize, as Megan said before, this is only pending legislation. It's legislation that was approved during the last session by that legislative council. This does not give carte blanche approval or ability of the chairman to go out and have lawsuits. You know, if it occurs, if this a new lawsuit would occur during session, it would have to be approved by both the House and the Senate. But if it were to occur in the interim, it would have to be approved by the entire legislative council. And I know, I'm certain that our chairman will do as chairman has done in the past to make sure that the legislative council is fully aware of what's going on and would not take action on our own without the tacit approval of the council. So I don't think any amendment like this is necessary. You have to run the business of the state. Sometimes you have to do it quickly. I know that's the case, and often when I was chair, I had to work with Megan on a very short notice to get things done. So I don't think it's an issue that can be abused, and so I would not be comfortable with an amendment that would change this.
And would you like to have Megan? Yes, go ahead, Senator Reingold.
Okay, yes. Basically, what I would like is just to, with any respect that we can, to have all the members weigh in at the best of our ability and that this is not carte blanche. I just want the intent here. I'm not going to vote against this. However, I just want the intent to be clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Reinbold. Are there other members of the committee who would like to address the motion before us?
This is Shelley Hughes, and I have a question for Megan or perhaps Senator Stevens. I'm wondering if any direction that the chair would give would incur any additional costs, and whether any direction that the chair could give would be making a policy call without the agreement of the council.
So I'd like Megan to weigh in on this as well. This is Senator Stevens.
Go ahead, Senator Stevens.
So thank you, Madam Chair. No, I don't believe there would be any policy issues. It would not be a change of policy. The policy established by legislative council or by the House and the Senate if we were in session. So no, I don't think there's any policy issue. Now, you ask about additional costs. Now, that's entirely possible, you know. In matter of lawsuits, costs happen sometimes, and oftentimes when I was chair many years ago, we had a large lawsuit against the owners of the downtown glass building in Anchorage, and that took a lot of effort, and just recalling how that worked, our attorneys and myself and my staff were involved often in Anchorage and long and involved issues, and in that case, you just need to have the support of the council behind you to accomplish what the council wants to accomplish. So I can't answer the issue about costs. I think sometimes, Senator Hughes, there may be additional costs by giving this authority to the chair, but there'd be no change in the policy of the council.
Thank you. Senator Hughes, does that answer your question, or would you like to hear from Megan Wallace?
Yes, please, if Megan could weigh in as well. Thank you.
Megan?
For the record, again, Megan Wallace, Legal Services Director. Through the Chair, Senator Hughes, I largely will echo the statements made by Senator Stevens with respect to the policy decisions. The policy decision to pursue the lawsuit was already made by a previous ledge council, and any effort that moves forward is likely to be consistent with the positions taken by the legislature already. And with respect to costs, the matters that are currently pending have been handled entirely in-house by myself and members of my team. And if we've incurred any costs, they've been modest and within the legal services approved budget. And at this time, I don't expect there to be any additional costs associated with the ongoing appeals.
And Madam Chair, Senator Stevens again.
Please go, Senator Stevens. You have the floor.
So just to underline, I appreciate what Megan has said, but just to underline the ability of the chair is, it is limited to $35,000 unless approved by the council. That may seem like a lot of money, but you can spend that quickly in lawsuits. So there's a limit on any chairman of a $35,000 obligation.
Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Madam Chair, it's Rep. McCabe.
Go ahead, Representative McCabe.
Yes, Madam Chair, I appreciate it. This particular meeting was scheduled so tightly because it's focused tightly on one underlying motion and the fact that the judge wants a response from the ledge council today. We have a new ledge council that has recently been impaneled, not the old ledge council, and I don't believe that we have had enough time to meet for you to get a sense as the chair of what the ledge council actually wants. So while I appreciate all the comments and the comments about cost, I believe that this particular motion was put forth to give the chairman the ability to direct Ms. Wallace to respond to this pleading and the judge's requirement that she have a response in by this afternoon. And I believe that you doing so without the sense of the council is incorrect. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak on that.
Thank you. Your crew today is Captain Wallace, Mr. Robert. Megan Wallace, could you
clarify and put on the record the time frame and the motion that you've been asked by the court to respond to? And motion may not be the right word.
For the record, Megan Wallace, Legal Services Director, the general, the motion that we've been speaking about is that the governor's office has filed an appeal stemming from the decision issued by Judge Pallenberg last week in Juneau Superior Court, and have filed an emergency motion seeking expedited consideration from the Supreme Court on that appeal, and asking for that decision from the Supreme Court to be rendered by April 12, 2021. And we received notice yesterday that the court was requesting our response by close of business February 25th, 2021, and without knowing whether or not the committee would have the authority, or the ability to hold a meeting so expeditiously, we did seek relief from the court and request some additional time to respond to that motion, and we just recently received confirmation that the court has granted that request, but that request for an extension of time was not approved until after this meeting had been scheduled.
Thank you. Other members of the committee with questions?
Madam Chair, it's Representative Klangman. I don't have a question, but just a short comment.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to note that the motion and Ms. Wallace earlier indicated there's actually two pending appeals before the Supreme Court, one involving education forward funding. That was one of the matters she described, the other involving the appointments topic. And I just want to echo the comments made earlier by Senator Stevens to the effect that the kinds of questions that will be asked for the Legislative Council Chair are consistent with past practice of the legislature, and that the decision to bring the lawsuit has already been made. So I don't think this is just one motion. This is actually allowing us to continue doing business when we have matters before the courts, as has been the legislature's practice for many years. Thank you.
Other members of the committee?
Madam Chair, Senator Schauer.
Go ahead, Senator Schauer.
Thank you, and I apologize without staff here because of all of the things happening inside the building today. I did not catch this till late, so I missed about the first 6 minutes or so, and I believe I missed the motion. And with apologies, I was wondering if I could get a very brief synopsis so I could hear the motion again, because I did miss that. I've only heard the debate since.
Senator Reinbold, do you want to restate the motion, or I can easily reprise it?
Thank you.
I believe we may have lost Senator Reinbold. We had a very short window. The motion was, I move that the Legislative Council authorize the chair to give direction to Legal Services in any pending legal matters.
Thank you.
Other members of the committee?
Yeah, this is Representative Tuck.
Go ahead, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is basically standard operating procedures. If there's anything new, we've granted these powers once the decision was made to move forward on a legal case. Anything other than that would just slow the process down. I think that's one thing that gives government a bad name, is when we don't run as efficient as we should. So I'm in total support with the original motion.
Other members of the committee seeking the floor?
Madam Chair, Senator Shaw with a question for Megan.
Go ahead.
If there is, because we asked this question earlier today, and Madam Chair, you may be able to answer this if there is a physical quorum. My question pertains to so many people being on the phone. Our understanding is that we were not able to pass a motion or vote if we were not present. So I would merely like to know from Ledge Legal, if, unless there is a quorum physically present that I missed, are we allowed to make these motions? Because we've had some confusion with that, which we had to clear up with Ledge Legal earlier today about the committees with so many people missing. Thank you.
Okay.
Megan Wallace, did you understand the question, and can you address that?
Yes, Madam Chair. Again, for the record, Megan Wallace, Legal Services Director. Senator Schauer, through the chair, yes, the Legislative Council Committee can operate remotely with telephonic participation, including voting to approve certain matters. The difference between Legislative Council motions for approval and committees which pass out a bill is that Uniform Rule 24A requires that committee reports relating to actions on bills be signed physically by members of committees, and there lies the distinction. And because there is no committee report that requires signature, Legislative Council has historically operated and conducted a large amount of business telephonically, with votes being taken by members who are participating remotely.
Madam Chair, thank you. I just want to make sure that was on the record and clear so that we were on solid ground. I appreciate it.
Madam Chair, Senator Stevens again.
Go ahead, Senator Stevens.
So I just think I need to make it clear that, you know, last interim, when we were under the threat of COVID in any event, and or we could not meet physically in one location, it was pretty common practice last session, as has been for many years, to during the interim to not meet physically in one place, but to meet online or by telephonic means.
Thank you. Other members of the committee? One more call. Any other member of the committee? Representative McCabe, does your objection still stand?
It does, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Lesh, I believe we are ready for a roll call vote, since no one is seeking the floor to speak.
Just for one clarifying question, with Senator Hughes as the alternate, I will call on her and then count her vote as long as Vice Chair Reinbold is no longer present.
But Senator Reinbold has left the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative McCabe.
No.
Speaker Suits.
Yes.
Representative Chilton. Representative Chilton.
No.
Representative, oh, I'm sorry. Representative Chilton?
No.
Thank you. Representative Tuck?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senate President Maticki?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Senator Schauer?
Yes.
Senator Hughes?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Chair Hannan?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Just a minute, let her tally the vote, please.
There are 12 yeas and 2 nays.
Is there anyone who wishes to change their vote? And then I could not tell who it was seeking the floor.
Here was Senator Maticki.
Okay. Let me just put on the record first that the motion has passed by a 12-2 vote. Senator Maticki.
Yeah, I want to make it perfectly clear, and I know this, I should have brought this up before, but I actually had it on mute, and I apologize for that. I just wanted to make it clear that I think there's a better path. The reason I supported this motion is we are in a legal proceeding now, and we have to see it through. I'm hoping that we find a better way to deal with this issue going forward. So I just wanted to make that perfectly clear. I'm not supportive of the initial lawsuit, but the legislature is in the middle of it now, and we will actually need some legal representation to deal with it, even if we back out gracefully. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Maticki. Representative Hannan, this is Shelley Hughes. I'd like to make a statement. Go ahead, Senator Hughes.
Yes, I am not in agreement with the lawsuits either, but when things take longer, the costs go up, and that is why it was a yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Rep. McCabe, I'd like to also make a statement.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, it's not about giving you power or not power or the ability to make a decision. It's specifically about this motion. I think there is a better way, and I think we're at a crossroads right now with this injunction where we could find a way to back out gracefully and do what we want to do with the legislation instead of with the cost and expense and divisiveness of a lawsuit. So I think the injunction accomplished our goals. And I think that we need to find a better path if we can as a council. So, hence my no vote. It was not directed at you or the chair in any way. Thank you.
Thank you. Other members who would like to make a closing statement?
Madam Chair, Representative Stutes.
Please, go ahead, Representative Stutes.
I would just like to say you did a stupendous job for your first meeting. Thank you kindly, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Speaker Stutes, and I would like to thank all of you and the staff who, in this fire drill to meet a court deadline that we believe to be today, to make yourselves available on short notice in challenging times on a complex issue. And I assure you, this will not be my practice to call meetings at the last minute, and we will have an organized, well-advertised in advance legislative council in the very near future. Any other members who would like to make a statement? Seeing nothing further to come before the committee, we are adjourned at 2:28 p.m. Thank you all.
Sitting in the conference.